Stephen Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill Lewitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about eliminating risk from your real estate deals. I love this topic.
I do. Well, who doesn't?
Right.
Who wants risk in anything?
That's right.
I don't want to. What else can we eliminate risk in? Quickly, right now. Can we eliminate it in...
This is a great topic.
Can we eliminate? Maybe.
Yeah, there's some stuff. You have a little bit of control over there. Not tons.
How about marriage risk?
I was thinking about that too.
How about choosing a degree in college? Think about this.
You have a lot of choices.
We do.
People have a lot of choices.
It's true.
I'll tell you what though, of all the stuff that we do, this is maybe the least risky. Think about that for a second. Everybody thinks so hard, real estate.
Yeah. But it's so nice, especially the way we do it. Paying cash and having a deed, knowing that you own it, no one's going to come after you.
Yeah.
No one's going to take it away from you. No one's, there's no mortgage on it.
Well, the risk for me is
I sleep very well at night.
So there's two points. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members. I have so much stuff to say.
I can tell.
One of our members on the Land Investors, a question posted by one of our members on the Land Investors online community. It's free.
That was like a robot. You just sound like a robot that went through all these sentences really, really fast.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah.
No.
Because I want to get to the topic.
I know you have a lot to say and it's so good. Okay. Michael asks, from your experiences, how much would it cost to start this business? I have something funny to say about this in just a second.
Yeah, you can answer first.
Okay. Well, let me read the question and let me tell you my comment afterwards.
Okay.
And then you'll get this. From your experiences, how much would it cost to start this business and give myself the best opportunity for success, including the cost of the course, mailings, membership, and of course, purchasing land? What would be the minimum target for me? I'm trying to save up enough to get started, and I even started a second job to fund this project.
Wow, good for you.
Any advice is appreciated.
That's fantastic, first of all.
Hold on. This is how much that we, there's so many things that we do together, like this show, and there's things that we go off in our corners and we do differently.
Oh, here it comes.
So I actually answered this question live last week. I read this question. You actually produced the video for me and I love you. You didn't really listen to what I was doing, but I read this question live. I even put in a couple of things like that. So I'm answering it. So I'm glad to answer it again. This is an important question. It's cool.
Keeping in thought with go off in our separate corners. Yeah. I don't produce this. We have a show producer here. I don't choose these questions.
Sometimes you help me out in a pinch, so I didn't know. So thank you. All right. Anyway.
Get to know your spouse.com.
I love it. All right. Well, I used to say, this is good. These questions really are real. So if you question this question, please go seriously look for it on our online community because it's there. It's awesome. And you'll see a couple people's comments. And then I posted a link to my video with
I video answered it
and put it in our online community.
We're going to video answer it again here.
Oh, we are. It's kind of cool though. No, it's a great question. I used to say, Joe Schmidt said, he put in his thing and said, Joe would probably say $5,000, but I'd have to say closer to 10. And so I replied letting Joe know that he's right and I have upped it to 10, but also based on Joe's feedback, Joe said I might even call it 15. And I think
more is
that's
better.
I think that's I was complimenting Joe and saying, "Joe, you're right. I'm going to up my numbers cuz more is better. I want everyone to come into this business with proper expectations and have enough money to breathe and do this right, especially that I think his name is Michael who wrote the question. He's taken on a second job. All right, so we already know Michael's strapped for time right now.
Yeah.
He's working two
time
jobs,
and money.
to save up to be able to do this. So I love that. And I tell people all the time, we're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
So if you need to take 6 months to...
This is good advice, Joe.
6 months, even a year, I don't care. To save up, let's say $15,000. Well, if you're putting away $1,000 a month, that's a good goal. Putting away $1,000 a month. So at the end of a year, you have $12,000. Now you can like, all right, I know now I have enough money that I'm going to keep my day job. I can start this, you know, flipping land, join the Land Academy group, and I'm going to be fine. I know I've got everything paid for.
You know, the thing is, we used to say, use your money for acquisitions and that's it. And to some degree, that's true. But our group has gotten so big and there's so many money people in our group now that if you have a good deal, somebody's going to either buy it from you or partner it with you.
Right.
From a money standpoint. So 5 to 15,000 is a good range. We have people who started with this with no money at all.
I
mean, none. And they're killing it.
Right.
Because they got in with the right people in our group and they're good marketers.
Scrappy.
Yeah, they're scrappy and they're good marketers. And they don't want to own a property for very long. They want to get out there and sell it. So
Joe wrote a really good, this is great for everybody to go see if you're interested. I mean, Joe listed all his expenses and he did a really good job of it. Yep. And
what
he even put in there,
to?
It was under 10. Well, it was under 10, just under 10 for everything you need for education, all of your data resource fees for the whole year. That was already factored in, so it's all prepaid. He factored in the cost of doing a 1,500 unit mailer every other month.
Mm-hmm.
He built in cushion costs for like recordings, you know, and all get notary fees, all the little things, maybe making a website,
wow.
You know, all the little expenses you need to plan for.
Well, here's the thing.
Where else
can you buy a company or start a company for $9,000?
That's
really what this is all about. I had a consulting call recently, and I always ask people, well, how did you find us? How did you land here? And his answer was, you guys approach this as if it's a company. It's not, you don't sit at your kitchen table and lick envelopes and send them out and see what happens.
It's not a hobby.
You know, because he wants to leave. He wants to leave his job. He's getting out of the military. It's very technical. And he's like, yeah, this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
So that's what you're getting for money here. It's not.
Yeah.
I understand everything starts with a budget. Me, most of all, I understand. But I'm a little tired of this question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Oh.
I'm a little tired of this topic, I should say. Not this question.
No more of these questions. Just kidding.
You know, why?
I'm teasing.
Why do you guys charge $250 a month? Well, that's what you have to get the data somewhere.
Yeah.
And if you go out and do this yourself, if you walk in off the street to RealQuest or DataTree or anywhere else, we're licensed providers for all this data. It's going to cost you, just one of them, is going to cost you way more than $250 a month, probably upwards to $1,000. And we have national coverage. They break theirs all up in counties. It's a big trick, you know, an insurance company trick. So that's why I get a little frustrated with this, because there's such huge value.
Thank you.
Was that rant again?
No, it was great. It was beautiful.
Today's topic, eliminating risk from real estate deals. This is the meat of the show. I get excited about this for good reason. I'm a filming House Academy right now, and there's so much detail that goes into choosing a neighborhood or the zip code. We break it out in the zip code first and where to send mail. The very first thing that we look at is days on market. We talked about this a little bit on the show yesterday. There's no dartboard in our office. There's no guessing at any of this. It's all right down to the last detail, crystal ball stuff. And it's incredibly not about the real estate itself. And everybody gets hung up with that. It's all about the data. So if you analyze a zip code and you find out a few things, here's some of the keys that we look at. This is for land in urban areas also. We do this exact same process. If days on market are less than 30, less than a month, if the properties that are available on the MLS, that are listed on the MLS, month over month and year over year are going down, the inventory completely is continuing to shrink. In fact, if it's in some cases, it's a negative number, the market's so hot, you're talking.
Right.
That, and you throw on top, and most people's reaction is, well, then there's no sellers in a market like that. All they have to do is call their real estate agent and sell the thing in less than 30 days.
Right.
we've been doing this since the 90s. They don't want to talk to a real estate agent. They don't want to clean their garage out.
They don't want to have an open house.
They have some hang up.
Right.
There's a million hang-ups they could have. Yeah. Maybe they live out of state. We're buying multiple properties right now from people who live out of state from where the house is.
It
was the house where they grew up. Mm-hmm. They have a mental connection, and their parents are long gone. And they haven't paid the taxes for as long as you can possibly imagine.
Right.
Why don't they just call a real estate agent? I don't know. Maybe she's embarrassed.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. I didn't ask her.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Actually, I didn't even talk to her, which is even better.
Exactly.
So there's many, many more statistics that you can look at. All this is free, by the way. You just need to know where to find this data.
Right.
So once you start packing into, you know, you're really analyzing a zip code or a census tract for urban infill lots, you're going to find out that you are going to know what will happen if you buy the property for 20 to 40% less than what you can sell it for immediately.
You know,
with like 98% certainty. Plus, you're buying it so cheap, you know, if you have to unload it, you're still going to make a little bit of dough. Go ahead.
Can I talk now? This is me raising my hand. So,
this is video now. You can see us.
Now you can see me going, hello. You are so right here. This is one of the things that shocks me the most, that more people haven't figured out.
Me too.
You have all the information. These companies like Redfin, Realtor, these guys are getting so good at this data that they're capturing and uploading and sharing for free. Or do they have even paid subscriptions? I don't even know.
So Realtor does.
Okay,
Realtor. I'm going to get to that in a second.
Okay.
Why do you think they give it away? But go ahead with your point.
Hold, please. So much good information for free. Why do not more people take advantage of that? And like you just said, it's too easy to really sit down and go, oh my gosh, the last 15 houses in this subdivision sold in less than a day. And so why would you not pay attention to that, hit that area? I feel like it's not cheating everyone. It's not like we're sharing. And you know, it's almost, maybe that's part of it. Maybe they don't even realize it's there, number one. Or number two, they feel like, oh, it's inside information. No, it's not. It's all public knowledge, and use it.
I was, you know, to answer that question, I was watching, you know, that show, I think we saw it together with Jerry Seinfeld. Now he's driving around comedians in cars or something like
getting
that.
Getting coffee. Yeah.
So he's sitting in a car with one of his guests, and they're talking about being comedians and successful and all of it. And he looks in his rearview mirror and he says, wow, there's a 73 Beetle in the, man, that looks in great shape.
Like perfect.
And, you know, and so the other guy, the guest, turns to him in the car and says, why do you care about a Volkswagen Beetle that's like 30, 40 years old? And he looks at the guy.
Yeah.
He has moments sometimes on the show.
He does.
I'm not a big Seinfeld fan, but I really respect what he says here. Mm-hmm. He says, I love stuff. I love
cars.
When people take care of things. I love the way I look at and appreciate if a couch is stitched in a different way or a unique way. I love any type of car that's all cleaned up and people care about it. So to answer your question, Joe, that's how I am. And I know you are too.
That's
like
true.
I look at stuff.
That's
and
true.
I don't just see it for what is at face value. I look at it like deeper to find out what it's all about.
What's possible.
Yeah. What's in there? What makes it work? Why are people buying? Why is the market so hot? Why is this market over here not so hot? What's the tax rate? What's the implication? Really get your hand around it, analyze the whole thing, and make some decisions about it. So that's your answer. I think this world is packed full of people. None of them are in our group, by the way. Packed full of people who are just walking around looking at the sky.
It's true.
Not questioning anything. They're not interested. They're not interesting people, and they're not interested in anything.
Isn't that funny? I see a lot of people, too, that they walk around going, well, I guess that's what it costs.
Yeah, I guess that's what it costs. Perfect.
I guess I have to work more.
I guess the California state tax rate is 13%.
Well,
I guess I'll pay it.
There's a way, right? What did you just say?
The state California tax rate is 13%. I guess I'll just pull it. You know what? Take that out of my paycheck. That's okay.
Okay.
That's just the way it is.
Well, you know what? You might go up next year. So do you want to hit me now? Just take it now and hold it. Sorry.
So, you know, I've never been a person like that.
No.
And I'm certainly not now. And the older I get, the worse it is. The more I look into stuff, seriously look into stuff.
Isn't it amazing? Yeah. So, is this still on topic?
This is how you eliminate all kinds of problems in your life.
Do your homework.
Thinking about it, what you're going into before you get into it, and reading up on it. And look, there's all the answers to all the questions in the world are in your pocket right now, or in your purse on Google. Every single answer.
It's true.
With like a couple of exceptions,
it's amazing.
Is there extraterrestrial life? I mean, people have planet.
I'm sure that's in there too. I'm sure there's videos of it on YouTube right now of extraterrestrial life. That's hilarious.
I could sit and talk about this for hours, and I actually do. In Land Academy 2.0, which is being released later this year, and House Academy, the original program will be out before January. So, this is the theme. I'm not trying to sell anything here. We're not plugging anything. This is our show. I believe in my soul. And we don't do deals day in, day out, unless we remove 99% of the risk.
Right.
You know, we have a really, really high, believe it or not, threshold for risk.
Oh.
By the time it gets to Jill, we already won.
Yeah.
I just need her help to implement it.
Exactly. That's very true. There's no questions. There's no 50-50, let's go for it. We never have that conversation.
I've never done a real estate
deal
like that.
You know what it is? No, you're right. We are the opposite. Talk about great about this too. We are exactly the opposite. If it doesn't sit right with one of us, we're like, okay, fine, then that's good. I'm pulling it.
We just killed a deal. Like,
I'm pulling
it. I wanted
it.
To do a deal.
You did? You were pushing on it. There's a second one.
She was like, she said, I don't know. You know what? I just said, you know what? We don't need this.
There's two. One of them, you're like, you know, I think we can make it work. And I said, wait a minute, it was a days on market thing. I'm like, didn't you just tell me the days on market? And you did you're right. I actually forgot about that point. We're out.
Yeah.
We're not pushing it.
I got clout. The asset itself was so attractive and so large and the potential.
Cheap.
Here's why. We didn't send mail out on this asset.
Yeah.
Seller got a letter and we're purchasing their property.
Right.
And she said, oh, by the way, I've got this other one
over here.
Which we would never have sent out mail in that market at all. So I should know better.
So that's...
You were right.
So maybe that's another good point to say. So maybe a thing about eliminating risk is trusting your gut instinct.
Yeah, and don't buy property that's out of your scope of mail.
It's like, you know what?
Mailing.
You know what it is? It's like flying a plane at night. You got to trust your instruments. You got to trust the data and trust the number.
Yeah.
Like don't, even though you think, oh, what I could do with this property and how great I could make it. Hey, if all the numbers and your instruments telling you that you're actually flying upside down at night, you might be flying upside down at night. That's a true thing that can happen.
Wow, really?
Seriously, that has happened to pilots.
What do you do?
It's kind of because it's over water. It happens over water. You can get the sky. So you can get the sky and the reflections inverted.
Do you spit?
So you have to, that would be one, but you trust your instruments. That's
what you're supposed to do.
That's what they teach you to fly with the hood on when you're learning to fly and you learn to trust your instruments.
If you get stuck in an avalanche and you're all in the snow, they tell you to spit to see which way is down.
Ah, thank you. There you go.
They didn't teach you that in flight school?
No, they didn't. Maybe because I'm a girl. It was a girl teaching a girl. So we don't spit. That must be.
You know what? If I said something like that, we'd get 400 emails that's awful and sexist and chauvinistic. But if you say it, it's cute and fun.
Thank you.
I'm a girl and we don't spit.
Yeah.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 15 or 20 minutes or so. Oh, actually 20 minutes listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time for another interesting episode.
And we will always answer your questions posted for free on our online community found at landinvestors.com.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
You bring up the spitting. It's hilarious. That's really... What else did they... What you have avalanche. Where did you have avalanche training?
Because it wasn't training. It's just school. Oh. I mean, skiing. I skied. Oh. I grew up skiing because I grew up in the Michigan tundra.
Got it. Do they have...
A lot.
Last time I checked, in Michigan, there's not a lot of mountains to ski on.
No,
it's
you know,
more like
here's
hills.
What happens. Here's what happens. I'm glad you bring this up.
Okay.
people in that area of the country grow up skiing because there's tiny little places to ski, or it's cross country or whatever, but they end up flying to Colorado for the real thing, or up to Canada for the colder version of the real thing. So
it's just funny.
In the end, you get your whistle all wetted, and then you go to Colorado, to the Rocky Mountains. I skied in Europe a couple times. Colorado's the best place to ski ever.
So cool.
Way better than Europe,
I think. You know, Michigan does have, and that's one thing that you do well, that my dad did well too, from Michigan, water skiing.
Yeah.
I always thought that the one ski, I always wanted to be that. I want to be able to say one ski dry start. No, I'm barely two skis wet start and somebody lifting me. That's barely me, but it's okay.
My water ski days are long, long gone.
Okay.
There's more, much more interesting, much more costly ways to
adrenaline.
Get your thrills.
Yeah, yeah.
At this age. And I indulge in them.
And we're having fun. If you want to see what we're doing now.
Involve motor oil and two wheels.
It does. Share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you are listening. And while you're at it, please rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.